The polls are showing that certainly a large number of Canadians want our troops to come home at the end of this current mission, which is slated to end in December of 2011. What's interesting, I think, is there's a growing number of people who think they should come home right away. But it's probably unlikely. I would imagine that the government will continue with its current mission until 2011. But there is the possibility of some sort of reconfigured commitment from Canada beyond that time.
Might the recent surge of troops, the U.S. Marines, to southern Afghanistan change any minds in Canada?
President Obama is very popular in Canada, just like he is in many other countries. And there was an expectation in some quarters that with a Democrat in the White House, a popular president, unlike Mr. Bush, who was very unpopular here in Canada, that there could be a growth of appetite in the Canadian public to prolong our commitment in Afghanistan. But interestingly, that doesn't seem to be the case, that the numbers have not moved really, and in fact they're moving in the opposite direction. There's a sense that the mission is being really dominated by the United States now. It's Canadian forces are dwarfed by the size of the growing U.S. commitment in Kandahar province, where Canadian troops are right now. And in some ways, Canadians remember that we went into Afghanistan at the request of the United States early on. We moved to the more dangerous region of Kandahar in part to allow U.S. troops to go to Iraq, who were stationed in southern Afghanistan, to take part in an invasion that was very unpopular here in Canada. Now those troops are coming back. Canadians are hearing more and more that their army is worn out, that we've taken a very large proportion of the burden there, and that we've probably done our bit, and it's time for someone else to take it on. And if that's President Obama, so be it.